Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Donna Crowe. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host today. This is Fountain of Life Healing School, and we have a special guest today, Peter Jocelyn of the Garlic Center in Sussex, England. He's joining us all the way from the UK. We're going to talk about garlic today. I'm going to talk about Fountain of Life just briefly. Fountain of Life is a nonprofit organization, and our intention is to educate the public. We're dedicated to your excellent health, and we want to see people get well, and lack of knowledge has been a major stumbling block for people. Truthfully, there's answers out there for almost everything, and you're going to hear some really good information today. Lots of answers coming out of Peter on the topic of garlic. As I mentioned last time, a lot of people think, when they think of garlic, they don't think of it as a super healer, but garlic is a super healer, and Peter's here with us today to talk about that. I'm going to introduce him briefly here. This is our second broadcast. If you didn't listen to the first one, scroll down through the listings where you are there on Blog Talk Radio and look for his previous podcast. You don't want to miss it. It's packed full of information. But Peter is, as I said, the director of the Garlic Center in England, and he is a researcher. He's a chemical engineer, and he was involved in stabilizing allicin from garlic and creating a product that's more potent than any other garlic on the market. One capsule of the product that they put together is equal to 36 cloves of garlic. So it's extremely potent and extremely healing. They have it in not only capsules, but in liquids and gels. He's been nicknamed the King of Garlic, and I think it fits. He's authored books on this subject regarding the healing power of stabilized allicin, but, you know, he's involved in all angles of garlic. He's extremely knowledgeable. I don't know that you'll find anyone more knowledgeable than Peter on this subject. He's written books, Allicin, The Heart of Garlic, The Complete Garlic Handbook. There's just two. And so, Peter, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for inviting me back on again so soon after the first time we had that lovely discussion together. And I'm very much looking forward to telling people some interesting facts and features about allicin over the next 60 minutes or so.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention before we get started that I've had so many calls from the last broadcast. You know, there are some things that are, you know, terminal illnesses, you know, and if you can stop those in their tracks, you're a very happy person. But people deal with chronic issues also that just cause them suffering on a daily basis. And we got calls from people with chronic sinus infections that finally it cleared up, you know, things like this. One person had a dog with a sore on its face that just wouldn't heal, and they used the gel on it, and that's healing. A number of people said they didn't even really feel like they had an issue that they were dealing with, but they wanted to just try it and see if they would notice anything. And people said that they felt cleaner, they had more energy, they felt more alive just doing garlic. Anytime you have a low-grade infection in your body that you don't even maybe even realize it's there, if you do something like this product and it eliminates it, your energy immediately comes up. So just for basic things like that, it's wonderful. But we're going to talk about some real serious issues here, and one of the topics we want to talk about is Lyme. Peter sort of piqued our interest last time when he mentioned that they had done a study with some Lyme disease patients, and so we're going to talk about that today, and I'm just going to say, Peter, I'm handing it over to you right now. However you want to start, however you want to start this, if you want to give some more background before you start, or whatever you want to do.
What I'll do is I'll explain briefly that we managed to stabilize allicin, and allicin is the key active component from fresh garlic. It's the mother substance of garlic, if you like, and the mother then obviously goes on and degrades and produces various sons and daughters. And the really good thing about our stuff is that you get all of those, the whole family of active garlic ingredients. Now, you don't get the vitamins and minerals that you find in garlic, but those are there in such minute quantities that they don't really contribute to health and wellness at all. So we think that we've achieved something quite remarkable, and I'm very grateful for the feedback that you've just given on some of those chronic low-grade infections. And
yeah,
that's really where the whole story began. We thought, well, if we can stabilize this stuff, historically, we've known that it should be able to kill bacteria, virus, funguses. It should be able to get rid of parasites. And finally, we had a product that we could actually go on and test against all of these microbes to see what actually happened. So in the early days, we took on the common cold. And, you know, it's called the common cold because most people suffer. Most people get a cold during the year. In fact,
right,
they say that on average, every American suffers between 2 to 5 colds every year. Now, okay, there'll be listeners to this particular show who are much healthier than that. They'll be taking things like vitamin C and echinacea and various other concoctions. And some of them will no doubt be taking stable allicin now, which is great. But we thought we really need to prove whether our stuff has antiviral activity. And so we did the first ever double-blind placebo-controlled study on preventing and treating the common cold. Now, you might expect that other garlic companies would have done this sort of research work years and years and years ago. But in fact, none of them ever did it. And the reason for that was that at the end of the study that we sponsored, it was quite clear that the allicin had a very good antiviral activity and that it was also capable of preventing a reinfection. So those two features came out of this study that we sponsored all the way back in 2001, I think it was. So quite a long time ago now. But honestly, every year since then, that paper, that study, which was peer-reviewed and published in a medical journal, has attracted attention around the world and has been sort of quoted pretty much in every country around the globe. So we're very grateful for that because it is a sort of gold standard study that shows that if you take just one or two capsules of the Allicin C or Alli-C product every day, you are 60% less likely to ever catch a cold. Now, that is quite a remarkable result, really.
Very.
And interestingly, the number of, if you were unlucky enough to catch a cold, then you would only suffer the symptoms of a cold, like coughing and sneezing and sore throat and runny nose, for about a day and a half. And then you would recover completely. Compare that with the placebo group, who were basically, who caught a lot more colds, obviously, and they were ill for, on average, 5 days. So the results were quite outstanding. And the final result that came out of this particular double-blind study, so remember that means that the patient doesn't know what they're taking, the researchers who gave them the product don't know whether they're getting the active or the placebo. But the final piece of data that came from that study showed that even when people got better and went back to work or went off and did their normal daily routine, a lot more of them in the placebo group caught another cold, whereas in the active group, only 2 patients caught more than one cold. So immediately that told us that the allicin is also a great preventative as well as
remarkable.
A curative.
That's
so
excellent.
That was where all this began, in fairly low-grade, simple infections like the common cold. And it's really only in recent years that we've broadened this out to cover some of the really most major chronic illnesses that people suffer from all over the world. So, for example, chronic fatigue syndrome or myalgic encephalomyelitis, as it was formerly known, and fibromyalgia, all of these, and, of course, the Lyme disease, which I'll talk about more in a minute, all of these are what are known as autoimmune disorders. So what we've discovered with the allicin is that It's obviously a very good immune stimulator, an immune booster. And we actually know what it does now. We know that it actually enhances your immune system's capability to produce what are known as CD4 T cells, or killer cells. And these killer cells then activate more macrophages so that they can go around eating up all the rubbish in your bloodstream. So for people with chronic illness, and that could be anything from athlete's foot right the way through to Lyme disease or, as we said, chronic fatigue syndrome, the difference is quite remarkable. Patients get so much better. They actually get their lives back because I'm sure you know that people who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome can go for long periods of time when they literally cannot get out of bed. They cannot do anything at all. So working is out of the question. Looking after a partner is pretty much impossible. In fact, your partner has to become your carer. Looking after children is impossible. And going about your daily routine just does not happen. And chronic fatigue sometimes gets a little better and you can maybe get up out of bed and have a reasonable day. But then the next day you might fall back again. So it's very much a disease where it's two steps forward and one step back, or probably two steps back and only one step forward. So in the last 5 years or so, we really have had some really dramatic results in these groups of patients. And I think the reason for that is that when you look into how these diseases appear to begin, they appear to have what's known as a mixed infection. So it could be bacterial and viral. It could be bacterial and fungal. It could be bacterial and parasitical. It could be viral and parasitical. And obviously all of the what we call allopathic medicines, the pharmaceutical drugs, they don't tend to kill more than one group of pathogens. So you would be given an antiviral if you had a viral disease. You would
Right.
be given an antibacterial. Allicin doesn't work like that. Allicin has this fabulous ability to be able to kill fungus, virus, bacteria. It can also kill parasites, but what it does do is it actually allows the parasites to be removed from the body, dead or alive, if you like. So, you know, we've seen worms coming out of people, we've seen liver flukes, we've obviously seen a dramatic effect on things like diarrhea, and at the other end of the spectrum, people who are too bound up, their motions basically come back to normal. And the reason for that, we feel, is that the allicin is having a really dramatic effect on the digestive system as well as the immune system. So it's able to go in and kill out bad bugs and leave your friendly bacteria like lactobacillus and acidophilus and bifida. It can leave those bacteria alone and they carry on replicating. And what happens is, once you've killed out all the bad bugs, your gut comes back to a system of what we call, well, what's generally accepted as eubiosis, or a normal balance between good and bad. So, you know, I'll pause for breath for a minute there, but it is incredible can do.
It's wonderful. I'm thinking of a number of things of what you're saying that I want to make sure people are clearly hearing. We tend to think in terms of antibiotics, you know, to kill the bad guys. And garlic, you know, the allicin in garlic does that, but you're saying it also stimulates the immune system to be more active than it is on its own. And so it's not just that it has an effect against the pathogen itself, but it has an effect on your immune system that strengthens your immune system to do the job also.
That's right. Well, you can look at that two ways, Donna, because you could argue that the infectious organism has basically virtually destroyed your system and therefore very much weakened your immunity to it. And that's why you cannot get rid of it on your own account. So the allicin comes in, kills out the infectious organism, and then allows your own immune system to produce the ammunition, if you like, that it needs to be able to finally rid the body of whatever that pathogen might be. So it is having a genuine two-pronged attack on all infectious disease, And I think that's why we can get really amazing results from a small number of capsules. But if it's a chronic illness, for example, with Lyme disease, that's a very much a chronic condition, you do need to take more, obviously. And we were, you know, once we started creating headlines in the UK and across Europe and America, we were then told to do some pharmacognosy data or pharmacology data to prove that our extract is safe. And, you know, we said to the government bodies, the FDA and the Medicines Agency, well, hold on, this is a natural product. It's not a chemical. It comes from fresh garlic. We make it using fresh garlic. We don't add in any nasty chemicals. We don't add in any nasty solvents. We use water to extract the allicin. So it's a perfectly natural compound. And they said, well, yes, but you've shown us data on killing MRSA bacteria or E. coli bacteria and a whole plethora of invasive organisms. And they insisted that we should go forward and do some animal testing to prove that the extract was safe. Now, our philosophy was that we didn't want to do that. We were more than happy to treat animals, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit later on today as well, because it's great for a wide cross-section of our pets and various other animal groups. But we were told that we had to, and so we had to go to a government-approved facility, and basically the net result was that they give one large chronic dose to the animal, and the net result of that was that you could take in one dose, Donna, not in one day or 1 week or 1 month, in one dose, you could take 500 of the allicin with vitamin C capsules in one dose, and it would not have any detrimental effect on your body or your bloodstream. So it's incredibly safe and therefore very easy to take larger doses if you need to be able to shift some of these chronic infectious organisms that often create a secondary infection, which is usually fungal, for example. So you mentioned that antibiotics go in there and they kill out bacteria very effectively. Yes, they do that. But as you know, they also do not differentiate between bad and good bacteria. So they will basically wreck your digestive system completely, because they're killing out the bad bacteria, but they're also killing your friendly species, as I mentioned before, the lactobacillus and the acidophilus. And those are the bugs that you need in your gut to be able to absorb vitamins and nutrients from the food that you're eating. So if your system is out of balance, you won't be absorbing and getting the nutrients that you need to get better. And that's the big problem with pharmaceutical antibiotics, is that they kill everything. Allicin doesn't do that. So we are very lucky in that respect. But equally, we now know why that is the case. And perhaps it's not rocket science, but it's now been proven that good bacteria release different proteins and enzymes to those that are released from bad bacteria. And not surprisingly, the allicin can differentiate between the two and basically degrades or just gets rid of enzymes and proteins from bad bacteria, but leaves the friendly ones alone. So it is quite a remarkable agent, and every day we get stories in from people who've really done extremely well using particularly the gel and the capsules together if you've got a topical problem, which is exactly, and brings me quite nicely round to Lyme disease. And if it's okay with you, perhaps I could do a few minutes now on Lyme disease and tell you a little bit more, in a bit more detail, about the paper that we've just literally finished in patients down in Texas.
Absolutely. I just very briefly want to say first, you know, back on the good bacteria in your gut, a lot of people don't know that you literally have more probiotic cells, I guess you would call it, more probiotics in your gut than you have cells in your body, like 10 times as many. And you need about 4 pounds. You need about 4 pounds of those good bacteria in your gut to regulate hormones. They're actively involved in your immune system. And so it's a big deal when you do a pharmaceutical antibiotic and it causes wreaks havoc on your good bacteria. It's not just, even as you mentioned, you know, about how well you digest your food. It throws everything off, and which is why some people just feel absolutely exhausted when they do pharmaceutical antibiotics.
That's right, and the net result often, Donna, is that you end up with a fungal infection at the same time.
Yes, it throws you into a whole array of imbalances that can cause really serious illnesses, and you just feel terrible. One of the things I'd like people to know is that if no matter how much of this product you take, you don't feel ill. It doesn't cause that feeling of death in your body that pharmaceutical antibiotics can. And also, some people have a problem with raw garlic. It makes their head feel funny, like they can't think straight. And I have not seen that to be the case with the Alice-C.
That's a good point, actually. You raise a very interesting point there about raw garlic. It's actually not something that you should be encouraging people to eat too much of. And the reason for that is that as you start to chew into fresh garlic, what happens is you release the allicin. The allicin is not stabilized, so immediately it degrades into about 200 different sulfur chemicals. And quite a few of those chemicals are incredibly aggressive to the esophagus and the gut. And you can get quite ill from eating a relatively small number of fresh garlic cloves. It's less likely if you cook those cloves, obviously. But to get the same amount of allicin into your bloodstream from cooking fresh garlic as you would do with taking the Alice-C product, you'd have to cook about 40 heads of garlic. That's not cloves, that's heads, in a week, to get as much allicin into your bloodstream as you would get from just one capsule of the allicin product per day for 7 days.
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't have any friends across the whole of the continental United States. And also, your stomach would be severely upset. You couldn't possibly do it. So that's the difference between the two. And I think that's a fair point to bring out. Thank you for that.
So, proceeding on to the Lyme issue.
Well, Lyme is one of those chronic illnesses which, I just quote you from the Center for Disease Control a couple of years ago. They said that there's considerable underreporting of Lyme disease, and they maintain that the actual infection rate is something like 10 times more than the 180,000 cases that are currently reported every year in the U.S. So that immediately tells you that it is the biggest vector-borne infection in the U.S., and it's the fastest-growing epidemic, actually, in the world. In the U.K. now, we have a large number of Lyme cases being reported. 5-10 years ago, this was not the case, but now it's much, much more common than it ever was. And so just as a sort of very brief reminder for those who are not quite sure what Lyme is, it's basically a disease that's passed on by you being bitten by a tick. And so, consequently, if you live in places like Connecticut or anywhere where there are forests, or if you go out walking in wooded areas, what happens is ticks come along and they stick to your body and they put these horrible claws into you and they inject, to feed from your body. And unfortunately, when they start biting you, they often pass on a little spirochetal bacteria, which is called Borrelia. Now, there are several different types of Borrelia, but Borrelia burgdorferi is the most commonly found in the U.S. In Europe, it's a rather different species, but it's the same type of bacterial infection. So what happens is you would get bitten by a tick. And you should notice that. Unfortunately, most of the chronic sufferers have had the disease for such a long time that they often cannot remember where they were bitten or whether they were bitten at all. And in the last 5 or 6 years, we've also learned that, unfortunately, other vector-borne insects carry the same infection. So you can catch it from mosquitoes, from spiders, from stinging flies, and mites and fleas as well. So Borrelia is becoming much more widespread. And the problem with it is that once it gets into your body, it has a dramatic effect on your life, your lifestyle. Basically, you lose huge amounts of energy. It becomes a little bit like chronic fatigue syndrome. But basically, you can't really your immune system goes into shutdown, and you can't get out of bed. You feel tired. You feel stressed, obviously. It's very difficult to concentrate. It basically affects all of your body systems, and it has a direct effect on your neurotransmitters. It affects things like glucocorticoids and catecholamines. Those are your major stress hormones. The process basically wrecks your whole central nervous system. Now, that can affect your brain and the whole of your body. And it is very, very difficult disease to actually live with. People literally can't get out of bed. They can't get on with their lives. They certainly can't go to work. And because it's what's known as a chronic infection, you can get periods where you're feeling a little bit better, maybe for a week or 2 weeks or even a month or 2 months. But then when the situation becomes perfect for the bacteria to keep replicating, then you just literally fall back into a period of absolute exhaustion and tiredness. And I'm sure these are symptoms that you certainly had reported from people that you've counseled over the last few years.
Absolutely.
Well, Lyme disease, unfortunately, has a number of other conditions that sort of co-occur, really. They're called co-infections. So if anyone ever says to you or your friends that they've got Borrelia, then that is obviously Lyme disease. But they might say that they've got Bartonella or Babesia or Ehrlichia. And these are all what are known as co-infections. It also includes a whole load of viral infections like cytomegalovirus, Coxsackie virus. There's often parasites in the gut as well. So this little tick is quite a nasty little thing because it does inject this bacteria into your bloodstream. Now, if you know you've been bitten, then the first thing you must do is see what sort of rash develops and get the Allicin gel onto it immediately. It's a classic skin infection, in fact, and if you look at pictures of it on the internet, you'll see it's got a classic, like a ring, a red ring. So you've got the red area where the tick actually bit you, and then that radiates out, and you develop a very classic red ring of infection, and that's
yeah, they call
a classic bite.
Looks like a bull's eye in it.
Exactly the word I was looking for. It looks like a bullseye. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So if you to go out for a walk, and this happens to you, the first thing you must do is get the gel onto that wound immediately. In fact, really, it would be better if you use the gel as a preventative. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute when I've discussed the full results from the clinical trial. Also, at the same time, you should be getting the Alli-C capsules into your bloodstream as well, because we know now that the Allicin does kill the Borrelia bacteria very easily. In fact, sometimes it can kill it so quickly that patients suffer what's known as a Herx reaction. Now, I'm sure you know all about that, Donna, but just for those who don't, basically a Herxheimer reaction is where your liver has trouble coping with the amount of toxin that's being produced from the Allicin killing the bugs in your bloodstream. So you basically develop a rash or a headache. You might get a bit sweaty, and that's called a typical Herxheimer reaction. Now, the good thing about that is it means the Allicin is definitely working, and it's killing the infection very, very quickly. The other good thing is that you will get through that within usually 24 to 48 hours. And when you get through that window, the other side, you are a whole lot better. I mean, much, much, much better. So I would say to anybody who's listening who thinks they might be suffering from chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or Lyme disease, don't worry if you take a big dose and you start developing a Herx reaction. It won't last for long. It's something that you have to go through to get to the better side of life. You can manage it. We've got a group here in the UK that start off on a low dose maybe one capsule, and then the next day they double that to two, and then the next day they double that to four, and then the next day they double that to eight, and eight is about what you would need to be able to get rid of a chronic Lyme disease infection. And that's the sort of dose that was used in the clinical trial that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes. So if you get bitten, for goodness sake, get gel on quickly. It will basically help the erythema to heal. It'll reduce any swelling that's going on. And also, it'll actually have a curative effect on the skin surface. If there are any bacteria that are left on the surface of the skin, which is highly possible once the tick's gone, they can be literally everywhere. So if that's happened to you recently, for goodness sake, get hold of some of this Allicin stuff and get using it. Because if you don't get treatment fairly quickly, what happens is the Borrelia overcomes the body very quickly and completely destroys your immune system. So not only do you pick up other infections, but you tend to be quite depressed. You find that you have a great weakness in your legs and your arms. This can be quite progressive as well, so you get quite a lot of cognitive impairment. Some people suffer from panic attacks or anxiety attacks. Some people have bad dreams. They have delusions. The list of side effects from Lyme disease is incredibly long. It nearly always involves all of the joints as well, so you'll get sore ankles, elbows, wrists, hips, shoulders. Pain is usually mild to moderate, and some swelling is certainly involved in the joints. You might develop a number of cysts. There are lots and lots of things that you can suffer from if you've been bitten by a tick and picked up Lyme disease. So unfortunately, this can go on not for weeks, not for months, but for years. Now, the classic treatment for Lyme disease at the moment is, of course, pharmaceutical antibiotics. And they tend to be given in very large doses over a prolonged period of time. And unfortunately, most of the antibiotics that are now used to kill Lyme disease are basically resistant to it. So the bacteria have become resistant to the antibiotics that are often used or prescribed for patients who are clearly suffering. Now, the only other difficult thing about Lyme disease is that doctors find it very difficult to actually diagnose it as Lyme disease. So they might come up with all sorts of different diagnoses, which could lead to all sorts of treatments that wouldn't really be appropriate. And it's only in the last few years where we've been able to do proper immune system testing and dark field microscopy testing that we've been able to really isolate and confirm when patients are what are known as IgG positive for Lyme disease. So, moving on to the trial then, we picked Texas because Texas also has quite a large Lyme problem, and my co-workers included several naturopaths and a couple of medical doctors down in the state of Texas. And we basically recruited 11 patients who were known as chronic Lyme sufferers. They'd had Lyme for years, several years, some of them for 6 or 7 years. And they were all suffering with weakness, tiredness, unable to get up and do things, lack of energy, muscle weakness, muscle stiffness, all these sorts of common symptoms. All these were recorded at the beginning of the study. They were then given not just the Allicin with the vitamin C, but they were asked to rehydrate, and they were asked to add in a multivitamin and a multimineral product. So the treatment of Lyme disease, it's something that you have to persevere with, and the Allicin on its own would not be enough to cure most people. So you do need to rehydrate and add in a good multivit and a good multimineral product. But the Alli-C was basically taking the place of the antibiotics that would have normally been used. So they took the equivalent of 6 REC per day, and they used the gel if they still had any topical manifestation anywhere, you know, if any of the wounds still hadn't healed, and that's quite common. People can have these little wheals on their back or on their chest for years and years, and they never go away. And this is all linked to the Borrelia bacteria trying to erupt in various parts of your body. So it's very important to use the gel as well. And over the course of the treatment period, which was just 8 weeks, all of the patients went from IgG positive for Lyme disease to IgG negative for Lyme disease. And that was a quite remarkable result. Now, the nutritional support was also very important because all other aspects that were measured improved. So their pH, for example, came back into the normal range, which was good. They did a sugar bricks test, and that was basically 3.6 at the beginning of the study, and at the end of the study it was just 1.9. So that was a very good result. We also did conductivity testing, and that obviously gives vital information about the electrical flow within the body. And the average conductivity for patients before treatment was 9.5, and at the end of the study, it came down to 7.4. So that was an incredibly good result too. And obviously they were looked at under dark field microscopy, and everything improved significantly. The plasma, for example, in their blood was loaded with bits. Now, they were obviously bacteria. There would have been viruses in there for sure, probably some cholesterol crystals as well. But at the end of the study, the dark field microscopy showed lovely, clean, pure plasma and superbly structured red blood cells. So the biological terrain improved dramatically during the treatment period. And then when we asked the patients to kindly fill out the survey that they'd done at the beginning of the study as to how they were feeling at the end of the study, well, Donna, the results were just incredible. I mean, people really had their energy back. They had their life back. They could get up out of bed in the mornings. Two or three of them actually managed to go back to work, having been off for years. And most of them reported that they really did feel much, much, much better. The joint pain disappeared, which was quite remarkable. Their energy levels improved substantially. But let's just be sensible about what was going on here. What was happening was that the allicin was basically knocking out the infectious organism from all over the bloodstream. And doing that meant that you were detoxifying the bodies completely, and that meant that everything was improved. So your cardiovascular system, your immune system, your digestive system, your central nervous system, all of these basically improved significantly, and that's why these patients did so remarkably well. Now, we followed them up just over a year later, and they were still much, much better and fully improved. So we feel that this is a very good long-term treatment. They've stayed on a small maintenance dose, and that brings me round to my final point about Lyme disease, is that if you are a walker or a biker, we've just seen, I don't know if you had any publicity on the Tour de France, but our chap Bradley Wiggins has just won the Tour de France, which is a 2,200-mile cycle race around France.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you do anything like that, you are likely to get bitten at some stage by a mosquito, by a fly, by a tick. So the best thing you can do is on any exposed skin surface when you're walking or bicycling, use the gel as a protective. You can put a very thin layer of gel over the exposed skin, and we've now proven in the laboratory that when you wash your hands, for example, with soap and water, if you then put your hands onto Petri dishes, you can see that on a hand that's been treated with the gel, you just do not pick up bacteria from the environment. Whereas on the hand that's not treated, within an hour, you've picked up billions and billions of bacteria. Now, okay, you know, sometimes you're lucky and your immune system can deal with all of those quite happily, but occasionally you will run the risk of picking up Borrelia, and if that gets into your bloodstream, well, you know, it's not going to be a very pleasant experience. So we would say take the capsules as a preventative and use the gel when you're going out into the open air, just on the exposed skin areas, you know, like your legs and your arms and your face, because it's quite a good moisturizer too. And on that note, I think I'll pause for breath and ask
okay.
you if you've got any questions to ask.
Well, I just want to back the truck up here for a minute and say, oh, my gosh, that is, like, amazing, Peter. It's just exciting.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Want to interrupt, but I'm going, oh, my gosh, in 8 weeks, all of them were IgG negative and
yeah.
and able to go back to work, and their joint pain disappeared, and they're feeling better. This is a huge, big deal. It's a huge, big deal. You know, and the fact that their blood plasma is clean and clear, I just go, it does an overall body cleansing, purifying, just gets you back in balance in so many ways, you know. And
that's exactly right,
just,
gets you back in balance. That's the perfect expression, if I may say so.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's remarkable, remarkable, remarkable. So I want to ask some questions that I know people with Lyme disease are going to want to ask.
Sure.
So they took 6 per day. So was that 2-3 times a day? Did they take them all at once?
They actually split the doses. So they took 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening. In all respects, it doesn't really matter. There's no harm, actually, in getting it all in one go if you want to do that. Some people find the capsules a little bit large, so they prefer to split the dose. But for me, it doesn't really make any difference. It also doesn't make any difference if you take it with or without food, because the allicin gets absorbed very, very quickly. So it doesn't really make any difference whether you take it with a meal or not.
So it's not more potent on an empty stomach than it is
not really,
with food?
No, the allicin gets absorbed very quickly and stays in the bloodstream for about 12 to 16 hours approximately. I mean, there is some sense perhaps in taking it all in one go if you've got symptoms. If you're a Lyme sufferer who's in remission, then it's probably better to split the dose. But if you are literally suffering now, then it's probably a better idea to take it all in one go and see if you can get the allicin active and working as quickly as possible.
Excellent. Well, the other thing you mentioned that, you know, you wanted to make sure that they were well hydrated and that they were doing vitamins and minerals. And
yes.
I just want to say that I know people with Lyme disease, and I can tell you that they've done vitamins and minerals. They have done supplements that I can't even remember all the names of. I mean, we're talking,
yeah.
They've thrown everything that they know at it and spent a lot of money, and they never got IgG negative. You know, and so I appreciate the fact that you wanted them hydrated and that you had them on vitamins and minerals, but there's no illusion in my mind of what did this, you know, because
I think you're right. I think the key feature from the study, my co-worker, Dr. Hamid Mayad, he actually said that one of the patients, they looked at their CD T cell count, a CD57 test, and they showed that the natural killer cells from one patient went from 40 to over 200. So
wow.
That's directly down to the allicin stimulating those CD T cells, the killer cells, as I mentioned. So I think you're right. I'm just reporting what was used as the protocol in the study.
Absolutely.
I do believe that rehydration is very important, definitely. And yes, I mean, allicin obviously had a dramatic impact, because a lot of these patients, you have to remember, had already been through the antibiotic route and it hadn't worked, because these were chronic sufferers. So they all
Absolutely.
Had been through numerous courses of antibiotics. So their initial state was likely to be very, very poor. And certainly that was reflected in the comments that they made at the beginning as to how they were feeling, which was pretty darn miserable.
It's torment. It's really absolutely torment. Okay, so the other question I know they're going to ask is, you mentioned that they stayed on a small maintenance dose. What
yes.
would that be?
They went down to 3 a day. So Okay. That's what we would say. Between 1 and 3 a day would be a good maintenance dose. If you're recovering from a chronic illness like that, I would say 3 for a period of about 6 months, and then go down a little bit lower. If you're an ordinary individual who doesn't have Lyme or chronic fatigue, but you've got an infection, then you can get rid of the infection by taking the big dose for a couple of weeks, and then you can go back down to just 1 a day as a preventative. And that works really well for things like colds, for sinusitis, for herpes infections, for athlete's foot, for toenail fungus, that sort of thing. It seems
Absolutely.
That if you keep the allicin in your bloodstream all the time, then you're much less likely to be challenged by either a repeat infection or by another infectious organism. And I think that's the other feature of this particular material, is that if you take it, and you can take it every day of the year without any problem, it won't affect anything, and it won't affect any drugs that you might have to go on to in the future either. But it does seem to offer like a sort of ring of confidence, if you like, a protective ring around your immune system and your digestive system and your cardiovascular system, because obviously in the last few years we've also shown that allicin is pretty good at reducing blood pressure, cholesterol, improving the quality of blood that circulates around the bloodstream. And I personally have been doing a lot of dark field microscopy work to see exactly what happens to the red cells, and they really do improve dramatically in patients who have what we would call a high biological age, you know, where the age of their arteries is older than their chronological age. But that's another story for another day, probably.
Okay. Well, talking about infections, I wanted to mention, since the last broadcast, I had a dental infection arise, and I threw garlic at it, you know, the Alice caps, and I didn't even do that many. I just did 2, and it just completely knocked it down.
Oh, that's good. Well done.
Yeah. So
that's, really, that's interesting, because we've been doing a lot of work with oral pathogens, and they're obviously completely different to digestive pathogens. But they really do seem to be quite responsive to allicin. So we're quite happy there with that.
Yeah, it's really quite remarkable. And I just want to mention again, because I know there are people that I've had this discussion with in the past who said, well, I just can't do raw garlic because it just makes my brain not work, you know. And I just want to say again, you're not going to have that experience with the allicin. You won't get that derailing of your brain waves with the allicin. You can take enough to get the job done without having that kind of deal. Like you're talking about, you might get some Herx response just from killing pathogens, but those
that
of you
that is quite
who are,
rare, though. It doesn't happen very often, and the vast majority of people, they never report that. So,
but if
you've got a chronic illness, then sometimes that can happen.
For those who have had that negative brain experience from raw garlic, you again, you just, in my experience, you don't get that with the allicin. Peter, I hate to say this, but we only have like 11 minutes left, and I know you've got about 11 hours in you, so I just want to go, okay,
well, why don't we
tell
talk
us
a
more.
Bit, finally, about animals.
Yes, yes.
Shall we do that? Because
absolutely.
I had a testimonial in today, actually, which I'd just like to read very quickly.
I love that.
We basically started testing on humans first. You know, most drug companies start on animals and then go into humans. We did it completely the other way around because we knew this stuff would work. But recently, in the last 4 or 5 years, we've been doing lots of work on dogs and cats and horses and birds, poultry in particular. And I had a nice little email in today from a lady in America who'd used one capsule a day in the food for the dog who had kennel cough. And after just 2 weeks, the kennel cough has gone completely. So
awesome.
I think that's quite a difficult thing to get rid of, kennel cough.
Wow.
It's obviously a viral condition, I would imagine, that's quite persistent. So it's very good for dogs. The best thing to do is to break open the capsules and pop it into their food or even into their drink. You can actually dissolve it in water quite easily. It's also very good for cats who have got lots of fleas. If you feed them Alice C regularly, then the flea dirts just disappear because the fleas run away. They don't like the stuff at all. I'm not sure it actually kills the fleas, but once they can detect the allicin in the bloodstream of the animal, they just don't like it. So they seem to hop off and disappear, which is rather cool, I think.
Very interesting.
Same is true with horses. It's very good for horses for things like coughing. Coughing in horses is quite serious. Again, put it into their feed or into their water. Horses are remarkable. They can get quite a number of diseases whilst they're out in the fields browsing, because obviously the whole technique of browsing means that you're likely to pick up all sorts of nasty things. And obviously, if you eat too much grass as well, you can get problems as well. But horses have this unique ability to know when something is good for them and take it for as long as they need it. And then when they don't need it, they won't take it anymore. It's quite remarkable. So it's quite easy to dose a horse. You just literally give them the allicin until they refuse to take it anymore, and you know pretty much then that they must be better. It's very good for bites and wounds and things like that. So a horsefly strike or mosquito bites, get that gel, rub it into the wound. It'll disappear really quickly and heals superbly fast. Same for small dogs who get cuts and bruises when you're out walking with them. But really, in the last 2 or 3 years, the most remarkable results we've had have been in poultry. So people that keep their own hens at home, you know, they might have half a dozen hens in the backyard to get their own eggs, etc. It seems to be brilliant to get rid of red spider mite, which is a nasty little infectious beast. They again die, or they disappear because they can't feed, so they get so weak that they just die basically of starvation. But interestingly, there's another disease that birds get called vent gleet, which is a viral disease which leads to a discharge from the vent at the rear of the bird. And if you go on the internet and search how to treat vent gleet, you'll find that in Australia, America, Canada, parts of Europe, parts of Asia, the only treatment they say for any birds that have vent gleet is to kill them. There's basically no treatment available.
That's not exactly
now,
a
we've
treatment,
had, Yeah, we've had remarkable success with the gel and the capsules. So the gel can be applied to the rear, and then the capsules can be dosed into the feed, and we've had birds recover completely from vent gleet. So
that's
we think
amazing.
That's really incredible.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, you mentioned mites. I have used the gel on my dog for ear mites.
Oh, you did, yes.
It works wonderfully.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And
how much did you use?
Just a tiny little dab, just, you know, just sort of like enough to cover the area. And she doesn't mind it. She doesn't act like she does with, like, the other things that I've used. She doesn't mind this at all. She wants to lick it off my finger. She seems to like the flavor of it. And she likes the Alice when I break the capsules open. She's totally, you know, thinks that's a great little treat, you know, so it's not hard to get it in her either. So that works out well.
Oh, that's good. It's got quite a nice taste, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, it tastes to me like a little bit like roasted garlic. It's just a mild, sweet garlic flavor.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it's very pleasant, I think. I mean, if a person can't get the capsules down, I go spread it on a piece of toast with some butter. It really has a pleasant flavor.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, that's a really good idea. I often recommend that for people. I mean, my daughters, neither of them take capsules, really, if they can avoid it. So
what
for them, we just break open the capsules and put them into drink or onto their favorite food, and they lap it up. Great. It's great for getting rid of colds if they're going back to school, you know. As they will be soon, won't they, in America? Won't be very long, will it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really a wise thing to have on hand. If you feel like you're a really healthy person, you know, there's always those times when the cooties get in, and I just go, it's good to have something like this in your medicine cabinet rather than being stuck with having to go and get antibiotics and going through that whole nightmare again of imbalancing your system and derailing your immune system. You just don't want to go there. I'm thrilled with this product. I've had nothing but good reports.
It's really
amazing.
Good. I must say, I just want to say one more thing. For me, the gel is fabulous because I'm a
diabetic. I really like it.
Yeah, so I don't actually heal very quickly if I cut myself. And I was out gardening the other day cutting some brambles down. Of course, you know what happens. You get cut.
Yeah.
I got cut on the face. And it was, you know, not very deep, but it did look very, very clever. So I went straight inside, got the gel, popped it on two or three times during that day. And the next day, my wife said, "My goodness me, your face has recovered completely." And it's really very good at healing small wounds fast. So
well,
it's like a little sort of first aid cabinet thing.
It's more than just being an antibiotic. That's the thing I want people to understand. It's more than being an antibiotic. It's, like you say, it's stimulating the immune system, so it will heal supernaturally fast, you know?
Exactly.
What seems
yeah,
to be supernaturally
it.
Fast. So,
yeah.
Yeah, the person who, with the dog with the wound on the face, they had tried all kinds of things, and just a few applications of the gel, and it began to mend, and the hair came back in. And
brilliant.
Yeah, it's really quite lovely.
Well,
so I'm
thrilled
with it.
There are lots more things that we can do over the next few years, and we are doing them. We're doing more research work. We're trying to get the message across to more and more people, which is why it's wonderful to come on to this type of show and talk to somebody who knows a lot, which is great, and get the message out there. So thank you so much for that, Donna.
Well, I appreciate you and appreciate your time here. We've got about 3 minutes left. Do you want to tell them about your website and anything else you'd like them to know?
Yes, yeah, sure. Well, obviously, if people want information, then they can go to www.garlicwise.com. That's where you can learn more about Ali-C and what it can do for you. I mean, the product is available, obviously. There's a 30-pack of capsules, and you can buy bigger quantities if you need to. And obviously the gel is there too. It's something that I think most people should be willing to try. It's certainly not going to do anybody any harm. And we haven't really found anybody who's reported any side effects as such. I mean, to be honest, it seems the only side effect is that people get better. And
exactly.
That's quite a remarkable side effect to have.
Exactly.
I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true, you could say. But honestly, it really does have an incredible spectrum of activity across numerous disease states. And if you think about what goes on in people, you know, a large percentage of chronic illness is actually down to a low-grade infection. And that's why I firmly believe that Ali-C and the gel are the best natural antimicrobial agents that you can possibly use anywhere in the world. And in fact, on that note, with MRSA, which we talked about in detail
yeah.
last time,
yeah.
there are only 3 compounds around the world that will kill MRSA. 2 of them are showing significant resistance. The 3rd is allicin, and there's no sign of any resistance to any MRSA bacteria. My colleague, Professor Ron Cutler in the UK, has now tested more than 350 different species of Staphylococcus aureus, and all of them, without exception, have been completely annihilated by allicin. And I think that's because
that's
we know
wondrous.
We
that's
have a
wondrous.
Much better
and,
knowledge of how the stuff works.
And unlike the antibiotics, they don't become immune to the Ali-C. So we
exactly.
have 1 minute
that's,
left. I'm going to say,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know,
that,
sure.
that would appear to be the case. I mean, we can't
yes.
say that for definitive yet, but at the moment, you know, it's been a long time and nobody's come back and said, my
yeah,
bugs can't be killed.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen. You can
no.
go to excellentthings.com. You can check there. I've got information on garlic there, talking about the MRSA. We have before and after pictures there of a person who had that from head to toe, and
oh.
And we're completely set free from that with
is
garlic.
Is that one of your sites then, Donna?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah,
so Carolyn is the person that we talked about on the last broadcast, that she healed herself of incurable MRSA that the doctors had given up on, and the before and after pictures are there, so you can go to excellentthings.com and see that there, and So we're down to like 20 seconds. Peter, thank you so much again. Gosh, what a blessing. What a blessing. This is going to save lives. It's going to save an amazing amount of torment. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so
much
for inviting me back on again, and I do appreciate it. It was great fun, and thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.